The 30th of June, last day of June 2015, 8:10 a.m. Skies are mixed with cloud, darkish cloud, pockets of blue sky, and a very strong wind blowing, but it's very mild. Is this the heat wave a coming? I was talking to someone yesterday, and obviously, obviously, the media in our country, in the UK, in particular, and I say in particular because it's true, in particular, the national news and weather forecasts tend to get a bit excited and over the top about any changes in the weather. You know, if we get a wee drop of snow in September, it's going to be the worst winter ever. And if there's a really hot weather coming for a day, it's going to be a heat wave. Watch out, the pollen count. You're going to get burnt, cover up. I even listened to an article on, I think it was BBC Three yesterday when I was driving the car. What do you mean? Why were you listening to the radio and not audio book? And it was a conversation with a lady expert on skin cancers and things like that. And this went on at great length. It's only going to last a day or two. And it's not even going to be like, not all over at least, it's not going to be blistering, clear skies. It's going to burn you to a frazzle. Just makes me bloody laugh. I was talking to a friend yesterday about this, and he said, as far as he can make out, it's more of a very warm storm front than a very calm heat wave. And I think he's right, going by the strength of the breeze this morning. But it is very mild. I wouldn't say it's warm. I mean, it is warmish, but maybe that's still to come later in the day. Maybe we're going to get frazzled sometime late afternoon, early evening. I must remember to cover up every body part. Oh my God. Well, actually, looking to the west, there's a big black, dirty grey black cloud coming our way. I don't think that's going to have any effect on my skin. I think, apart from wetting my skin with warm rain, possibly. Yes, I'm just being cynical and flippant, but any day that I step out that back door in this kind of mood is welcome for me, because I'm not often in that kind of elated, cheery, bubbly, childish mood. And I don't even know why I am this morning. I feel good. I had a good sleep last night. Had a very productive day yesterday. I say productive, it usually means it's something that's to do with yourself, but it wasn't, although indirectly it was. Hello, Mrs. Blackburn. If you get any closer, you'll be stealing my shoelaces. Standing looking up at me with a cocked head as if to say, come on, go and get some mugger up. I've got wains to feed. Yes. So, let's just say I was very busy yesterday, all day long, hardly had a minute. But because of that, no matter what I was doing, and I've said this before, if you have days like that, then you do feel good. You do feel like, well, God, I did all that in one day, and, you know, I still believe if I was still working, I wouldn't have these times when I'm feeling down. Although working can get you down, but I don't know. It's just another argument within my head. Pros and cons, let's just say, pros and cons. I often wonder, because I'm still doing so much manual work, whether it's DIY or re-electrical jobs or helping people out or doing loads of stuff, fetching and carrying and car booting for my wife's charity, which, by the way, was very relative to yesterday. If I didn't have all that, I'm wondering, what would my state of mind be? Would my mental condition have deteriorated even much further? I believe it would have been, actually. I believe I would be, not would have, but would be. Because I think we need our lives to have industry in it. Industry in whatever form that comes. I firmly believe that. And so in a way I'm really glad that I'm still so active in various ways. Yes, now that I think about it, no, I haven't thought about it before, but now I think about it more this morning, I believe that to be true. We need something in our lives to keep us going. Might. I'm going to get that out of the road. So June has gone. Well, it's not gone yet, but it's just about gone. Tomorrow, 1st of July, we're heading off tomorrow down to Yorkshire. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to getting down there to the Yorkshire folks. That beautiful east coast. The East Riding of Yorkshire, isn't that a wonderful name for a place? East Riding of Yorkshire. It's not called that anymore, I believe. But I call it that. So, there you go. Yeah, stick that up your jacksie. You authorities wasting names of places and areas. Did that in Scotland, took away so many wonderful names. Places and areas. Argyll and Sutherland. Ross and Cromarty. Dumfries and Galloway, they're all just banded into one big groups now. It's shocking what they did to our nations. I don't know why I went there, it just came. Such is my head this morning. As usual, my dreams, are very vivid. But I've stated before that I used to remember my dreams very vividly when I was awake. And over the past, I guess, maybe year, 2 years, I've noticed that diminishing and remembering what I was actually dreaming about becomes harder and harder and harder. So something's going screwball-y there. But I have this picture in my mind at the moment. It was the last picture, last image, before the alarm went off this morning at 7. And it was beautiful. And I don't think I'll ever forget that image. If you can picture the Arctic, a wide shot, Arctic plains, if you were, pure white, driven snow, blindingly beautiful blue skies, sunshine, of course, because no clouds, and about 200 yards from me is this, I guess you could call it fuel station, come bar. Not big, squarish, colourful. And standing at the front of that colourful place, it's a big group of people. Not sure what they were doing, maybe they were having refreshments, but they were all dressed in those suits that the Formula One pit crews wear. You know the ones I'm talking about? Bright red, Ferrari red, with logos on their backs. Don't know what the logos were about, it was just dreamy logos. So there you go. I'm looking at this. This fantastic, colourful, I mean the colours were stunning. And into shot comes my wife. Just between me, maybe 10 feet, 15 feet in front of me, between me and this vista, these people. Facing away from me she was because, and there's a reason for that, I know this, because my wife hates cameras. I've got 10,000 photographs off the back of my wife's head. She can sniff a camera at 100 paces. This is true. So obviously this was brought into my mind, brought it in. She wasn't facing me. But she's got beautiful, long, light auburn hair. Red in the sunshine. Not red, but blondy red in the sunshine. It lights up. So there was my wife standing that little distance in front of me. And this just lit up the whole picture. And I just thought, God. And I'm saying, oh God, I haven't brought my camera. Wait a minute. You've got your phone in your pocket. Get your phone out quick before the sun goes away. Now, I know that's relative because that's what happens in this country. If you want to take a sunny photograph, take it quick because the sun may go away very quickly. It's not like Arizona or places like that. So I reach into my left pocket of my shorts and I pull out my phone, which actually looked more like a wee camera. Yes, I know. And I'm getting it up, I'm fumbling. I need to get the settings right before my wife wanders away, which she often does, very short, very quickly. Because this whole scene was just, I have to capture this. This is the best photograph I've ever seen. And the alarm went off. I didn't get the photograph. But I've got it in my head. This picture will stick in my head forever. I'll remember that. Because it was so vivid, bright, clear, stunningly beautiful picture. And I didn't get the shot. So there you go. I can see it all before me now. The relevance? Yeah, doesn't matter. Just my screwball head putting things together. Though I can't tell you, we're up in a glacier, in Canada a number of years ago. Yeah, put it all together. So, waiting on the heat wave in the garden as that dirty big cloud is just about overhead at the moment and it looks thunderous. Let's hope it's thunderous. Maybe I'll capture some audio. And my wife's clothes will all get soaked in the clothesline because the tumble dryer's broken. But that's another story.